This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As we've talked about a bunch of times, the pandemic changed a whole lot of things. It changed how and where a lot of us worked. It changed what we spent our money on, and it changed how we spend our time. To those for whom photography is a hobby, one word, film. 35mm and disposable film cameras are often in favor now over smartphones, but the film itself and film developing equipment can be hard to find. And even when they are in stock, the prices just keep going up. That is the setup for today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is David Moldahanel. I am in Los Angeles, California, and I am a photographer and part-time TikToker, I guess. That's the best way to put it. I had been shooting digital for years, and I just really wanted like an extra challenge. Digital had become not so much easy, but it was kind of mundane, and you know, I was doing it for work. So film definitely added a challenge and also nostalgia for me. I love film photography. It's like my passion. It's what I love to not only shoot the most, but also like talk about the most. TikTok just allows me to share this with everybody, like, and also meet all kinds of people. So it's really fun to like just talk about film photography. I noticed film photography getting more popular definitely around like 2019 into like 2020 and the pandemic. Everyone was just home and they just all took up photography, or specifically film photography. That's definitely when I just saw a rise in like people just all over social media. Just all of a sudden it seemed like everyone was shooting film. But also I also noticed the prices of everything just started going up. You know, these 50-year-old cameras, the actual film stocks themselves, like prices just kind of went up with the popularity. The prices have become kind of daunting for a first timer. Before, a roll of film costs like $5. Now these stocks are going into like $14, $20. And it's definitely something to think about. It's gotten to a point where I'm hearing more and more that folks don't want to try it because it's become financially just like a little scary to try for the first time and maybe not even get the results you want. You know, I'm a millennial, so all my pictures are from the 80s and 90s. So all of my memories are of film pictures. So it's kind of nice to have that now that I'm a dad and I have a daughter, and 99% of all the pictures I take of my daughter are on film. That's really why I love starting to shoot it and why I continue to love shooting it. Like, I can, you know, share that experience with the next generation, which is my daughter.
That's David Montahano. He's a film photographer and a TikToker right here in Los Angeles. You know, we cannot do this series without knowing what's going on with you. So tell us, would you, at marketplace.org/myeconomy.